A bankrupt energy company is suing the Cuomo administration over the long-delayed decision on whether to allow hydrofracking in New York. Their attorney says the action was prompted by remarks made by Governor Cuomo and his health commissioner earlier this week. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Norse Energy had once hoped to frack natural gas in New York's Marcellus Shale. But they say as the Cuomo administration's environmental review has languished, they've been driven out of business. They say around $100 million in assets has been obliterated, along with 100 or so jobs. Their attorney, Thomas West, accuses Governor Cuomo and his environmental and health commissioners of deliberately dragging their feet for political reasons.
The lawsuit is our attempt to bring an end to this long ongoing process that's been going on for 5.5 years.
West says the company finally decided to file its lawsuit after the governor and his health commissioner, Dr. Nirav Shah, commented on an ongoing related health study on December 16th. Shah, who began the health review 15 months ago, says he's continuing to investigate the evolving science and needs some privacy in order to do so.
Science needs to be done in a sacred place where we can, with objectivity, understand both sides of the issue, understand the science, dissect it, and then at the end come with a reasoned conclusion. So the process needs to be transparent at the end, not during.
West says he's using Dr. Shah's statement as part of the grounds for the lawsuit.
We think they were remarkably candid. We don't think that's the way the process is supposed to be done. We think the State Environmental Quality Review Act should be a transparent process. If he's doing something, if he's looking at certain studies, there's no reason why he can't tell the people what studies he's looking at and what he expects to be gained from his trips to California and Texas and wherever else he's going at taxpayer expense.
The lawsuit also charges that Governor Cuomo is inappropriately micromanaging the entire process. But Cuomo, saying it's a major decision with potential health consequences, says he's letting his environmental and health commissioners take the lead. He says it's better to be right than fast.
Don't want to put any undue pressure on them that would artificially abbreviate what they're doing. So they should do a thorough review. When they are ready and they feel appropriate, they'll tell us.
Catherine Natta was with Environmental Advocates, which opposes fracking. She says there's nothing in the state laws that say an environmental review must be completed within a certain time frame.
There are no timelines written into our environmental review law, and that's for a reason. It takes some time to get the science and the information that we need to get the answers that will guide us to the best decisions. And this is certainly the case on fracking. In this amount of time, we've gotten a tremendous amount of information on the dangers and on what can go wrong when we look at other states like Pennsylvania, Colorado, Wyoming, that rushed into this and tried to regulate after the fact.
Natto says Norse Energy is trying to bully state officials into making a decision before all of the information is in. John Armstrong, with New Yorkers Against Fracking, calls the lawsuit ridiculous, but he also agrees that enough time has passed for Governor Cuomo and his top aides to make a decision on fracking, and he says they should decide no.
Governor Cuomo has a responsibility to New Yorkers to protect their health and well-being, local economies, so he should come to the same conclusion and ban fracking.
The papers were filed in state Supreme Court in Albany. West says he's seeking a hearing on the matter and wants to subpoena Cuomo administration records. A spokeswoman for the State Department of Environmental Conservation says only that they are reviewing the complaint. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.